2013 was a crucial year for Sonoma Clean Power, the year the new Green Energy Public Utility got up and running. But the new year will be even more significant, says Jeff Cyphers, the freshly confirmed CEO of the Partnership of Local Governments.
The cities being willing to vote quickly really made all the difference between capturing good wholesale prices for power now, and that's translating into some proposed rates that look like they're going to be able to beat PG&E's proposed 2014 rates.
The initial pricing for Sonoma Clean Power is due to be approved by county supervisors on Tuesday, but Cyphers is pleased with what they have lined up.
We buy cleaner power, and we fill PG&E's wires with that cleaner power, and they still deliver it to customers. So we're actually sharing the business of power. So we've proposed a 5% discount off of PG&E's proposed rates, and what that means on your bill is about a 2 to 3% discount on the bill. So it's not a big discount, but it's much greener power. So you're getting a 33% renewable product as compared to 20 at PG&E, and you're getting a small discount for that power. So it's a good way to start.
Getting a third of their power from renewable sources was a goal that Sonoma Clean Power set early on. But Cypher says they've been able to accomplish even more in terms of carbon-free electricity.
We're not only buying 33% renewable power, but we're actually adding on top of that enough hydropower, which isn't called renewable in California, even though there's no emissions from it, because you can't build any more of it. We buy enough of that that our mix is going to be 30% lower on greenhouse gas emissions than PG&E.
They will also be purchasing a larger-than-expected share of that carbon-free power from the geothermal generating facility at the geysers.
That allows us to get started by supplying all of the basic renewable energy from a local resource in Sonoma and Lake Counties. That's amazing because instead of buying a fraction of 1% of our power from the geysers like we do today, we're buying 15% of it now.
The new utility will have a gradual rollout, initially offering service to some 20,000, mostly commercial customers. Beginning in February, they will get letters from Sonoma Clean Power explaining the three options available to them.
You can stay with our Clean Start product. That's the basic 33%. To do that, you actually don't need to do anything. If you want to choose a 100% renewable product, we're calling that Evergreen, you can choose that for a premium. Right now, it looks like that's going to be 20% of the electric bill for that premium. Or you can stay with PG&E, and we call that opting out.
Most residential customers will have to wait a year or two for access to Sonoma Clean Power, but Cyphers explains that those who want to sign up for it right away can purchase the 100% green energy option.
We're going to commit to providing that power from local resources, and we're engaging with the environmental community now to make sure that it's not just geothermal, that we start building local solar as well, and we start adding to that mix quickly. The fact that it's all local is actually a bigger selling point we've found than that it's all renewable.
Over the next 5 years, an increasing share of that green electricity will come from local sources, including solar installations financed or facilitated by the new utility. And as they come online, Cyphers is hopeful that the 20% premium for 100% green power will begin to come down over time. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.